it feels good to be a gangster.
Welcome to Peanut Black Podcast, a competitive podcast between podcasters, starring Billy Amendola, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Bird.
We're back.
I'm the Peanut Black.
Aww.
I'm your host, judge, and referee, Pete. And there's Brian.
Much love, everyone.
And there's Billy.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's going on, fellas?
Another week, man. Getting closer to Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
Woo.
You don't like Thanksgiving either?
No, this one's going to be a rough one.
Why?
Hannah is getting all four wisdom teeth pulled on Saturday.
Ooh. Why?
Because they're causing her a lot of pain.
Oh. See, they said my shit was impacted, but I don't have...
Yeah. Don't yeah, now you said something.
Yeah. I don't have any pain about it.
Yeah. Well, once they start popping out, I was told I'm okay. Like, they're not going anywhere. But hers are, like, starting to pop out, and they're pushing against the jaw and the nerves. Mm-hmm. So Saturday surgery, they said it'll be an 8-day recovery.
Ouch.
Damn.
Meaning... So long, Thanksgiving.
So Friday night, Pete, don't bother Pete because Pete's going to be getting a little last minute action in there.
With just as much as possible.
Exactly.
As much as humanly possible.
Oh, man.
There you go. Yeah, suck you dry.
That's how we found out her jaw hurt. I'm not kidding.
It's like yes, I did it again.
No, things were going well, and she's going down there, and all of a sudden you hear, motherfucker, oh!
Babe, some polite talk with your mouth full.
Yeah. I wish that was a lie or an amusing, like, make them up. That's a real thing that happened.
Well, it's like that old saying, you know, what was the smartest thing to come out of a woman's mouth?
My dick.
Einstein's dick, but yeah.
My dick.
Do they have blowjobs back then?
They've always had blowjobs.
No.
Monkeys blow each other.
Monkeys throw duty, too. But
monkeys blow each other for oranges.
Mm-hmm.
It's prostitution.
This is not monkey culture, bro. We're peoples.
Well, look to monkey culture for our roots.
This isn't Planet of the Apes, bro. This is real life, man.
It's not like squirrels with their nuts, apparently, but...
Squirrels, prostitutes.
Yeah.
Big old horse.
Squirrels?
No, man. Remember that question? It was like that...
We did that in the fax game.
Yeah. That's right.
That was a make-em-up.
You said, but yeah, I actually had a low-key weekend for a change.
What would you do?
Leaves. Leaves and leaves, and we're only halfway done. And we have about 20 bags of leaves sitting out in front of my house.
Jeez. I got to do that.
Only about halfway done.
I got to do that this weekend. Or I'm going to call up my guy who takes my lawn and see how much it's actually going to cost.
I think you're probably going to go that route.
Yeah.
Because that's a shitty job to do.
Yeah, it takes a while. It
takes forever.
Yeah, no shit.
And plus, the leaves aren't even done falling yet. So no. It's like,
It's because it only became winter the other day.
Yeah.
It's not even winter yet, though. And for real, like.
Winter is.
Like, no, I mean, like, we completely skipped fall.
Nah, it's not even that cold. It's fucking freezing, bro. Like, what are you talking about? It's like
20 degrees 30s. The other day.
Yeah, bro, yeah, this weekend it was 20-something degrees.
Just in the morning.
So you got hobo blood in you. I don't care. You're warm. I have no idea how.
I'm going to be up in the fucking mountains Thanksgiving weekend, fucking just sit in my tree stand waiting for Bambi to walk by.
In the cold, man?
Hell yeah, son.
I couldn't do that in the cold.
Fucking get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, about 5:45, start walking out to my tree stand, get up there right before the sun rises.
I don't get
beautiful.
You hunters.
It's beautiful.
It's just not for me, but.
Why do you go in the tree stand, though?
Oh, I can't shoot them from my bedroom.
No.
Have you tried?
Why don't you just walk around?
Because as you're walking around, they're running away.
Long Island deer.
Oh, Long Island deer are retarded.
They eat out of your garbage pail.
Yeah, man.
They'll eat out of your asshole.
Yeah, you could kill a Long Island deer with a chokehold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen Pennsylvania deer too, like just walking around, like in the Poconos, just chilling. Like I've gone up pretty close to them.
Yeah.
But they're in the where you're going, they're like really wily.
Oh yeah, like you step on a twig and like all of a sudden you look in the distance and you see a deer, like run for his life.
But a hunting trip combines my love of waking up early with my desire to stand in the cold.
Well, you're not standing in the cold. You're
sitting.
You're
in
sitting
the cold.
On a milk crate.
Now, when you try to kill a deer, where are you aiming at?
I'm aiming for the heart.
See, but why don't you aim for the forehead?
Nah, you're supposed to aim for the heart.
But what I'm saying, why don't you?
You get a bigger kill radius aiming for the heart.
No, I get
than
it.
The head,
but. The sweeter shot has got to be the red mist.
Yeah, like when you put that deer head on your wall, don't you want a bullet hole right?
Yeah, exactly. Just one big, ginormous fucking hole in the head.
No back of the head. All front of the face.
Yeah. Actually, sometimes you actually have a hard time. Like, where the hell did the bullet go in through? And then all of a sudden, like, you see, like, this little freaking pinhole. Like the bullet goes through, but if it blasts out, the blast out is
yeah. You get the exit wound.
Yeah,
I want straight up headshots, man. Like that's got to be extra points right there.
Yeah. I want you to teabag it when you're done too, but, Halo style. Yeah.
I mean, adrenaline would still keep that bastard going.
I don't think so, bro. Not if you cerebral cortex that bitch. Like
the blood's still pumping. He's still going.
The old lobotomy.
They don't always just drop. Even
because you're shooting them in the midsection, bro.
Even in the heart of the head, they could still go.
I don't know if you shoot something in the fucking head, I think they're going down, bro. They're not the Russian from Sopranos, yeah. Bro. They're not gonna run out.
And this is upstate, you said?
Yeah, yeah. It's about from here. It's about 3 hours, just a little south of Albany.
I really like the idea of how dumb the Long Island animals are, though.
Oh yeah,
like you could just walk into the woods with a bat, like Negan. Like, well.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, they is a deer.
What's there was a deer running around not too long ago over by the greens.
They're everywhere.
By me.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're definitely out here.
They're mutants. I hate them.
I don't really see too many out here. I've seen them like out east, obviously. I've
seen a few.
I've seen them by the beach.
Saw a bunch on the side of the highway the other day.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them?
Yeah, like three or four of them.
Yep.
Really? I didn't know this.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know they were out there.
They generally stay within like a 2 to 3 mile radius of where they're born.
Really, unless, their whole life?
Yeah, unless they're pushed, you know, like hunters or like construction or whatever.
Or like the crow, like they.
Unless you rape and murder his dear wife,
which Billy's planning on doing. Sans the rape, he's planning on murdering.
Well, we don't know what Billy's planning.
And drink the blood.
Yeah, right. He sees his girl get shot, and then like Billy's over there. Drinking his blood and stuff, and it's just like
biting the still beating heart. Kalima, yeah.
I need the deer's power.
Have you done that?
No,
your family's not like
that's a good way to get sick.
I've seen like all those like survival people do that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to get blood.
Well, they say like even though you don't like it, like the first thing you go for is the liver. That packs the most amount of protein, you know, in survival.
Yeah,
you go for the liver.
Well, hopefully, if I'm killing an animal, I got time to cook it up, man.
Well,
slap some BBQ on that bitch.
Throw some onions on there.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Got a stew going.
But other than that, very, very low key weekend. Found a new show.
What's the new
show? Alias Grace on Netflix. It's got Anna Paquin and Zachary Levi from Chuck. Like shit.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
No wonder Chris Pratt left her.
Yeah. Anna Paquin.
Oh, Anna Paquin.
Not Anna Faris.
I'm thinking Anna Faris. No. I'll get my Annas confused.
No. See,
blonde Annas.
He left her because...
No, back together.
Yeah. Star-Lord's on his way out. When they were first together, he was the chubby guy from Parks and Rec, and she was some dope girl from Scream and like Scary Movie and all those like hot spots. She was looking good. Now, he's this like handsome devil... You know, basically the ringleader of the Marvel Universe with like...
Yeah, A-list movie star.
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World, yeah.
Every movie he's doing is getting a billion, and he lost all that weight, and now he's just like, he's reassessing. It's called the reassessment.
Of course. Yeah, he's starring with Jennifer Lawrence. He's like, I can trade
up. You know.
But anyway, Anna Paquin, True Blood.
Yes, mm-hmm. True Blood, Rogue.
I never thought she was...
That movie with the ducks with her and Jeff Daniels. She was a young kid.
She's kind of gone like the Haley Joel Osment look, where it's just like it's still kind of got like the same face but old.
I was gonna say giant head, tiny little face.
She sees dead people everywhere.
Yeah, but
you seen that guy? Big old melon.
Yeah,
tiny little features.
Kind of.
The same voice as he did when he was a child.
A little bit.
He looks weird.
He looks really weird. He was on Silicon Valley. It's like.
Yeah.
Is he on Silicon Valley? Yeah. I haven't watched it in a while.
Wasn't he also on Entourage for a few episodes?
He was in the movie.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see the movie.
That was it, yes.
Yeah, he was the villain.
Yeah.
He was the villain?
Yeah.
Just the villain, asshole.
As much of a villain as you can get from an Entourage movie.
Yeah, he was just the asshole. Wasn't really a villain. He was just
the whole
asshole.
Plot of that movie is like, he didn't get to bang this girl.
Oh,
so one of the guys did.
E or?
Yeah.
The character he's playing.
E.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're saying E or he?
E.
E.
Yeah.
I, because you know, I can't think of Adrian Grenier's name.
Oh yeah, fuck.
The main guy.
Yeah.
Vince.
Yes.
Vince Turtle and Johnny Drama.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember everybody.
It's a really bad movie.
I didn't see the movie.
It's not worth it. It's stupid.
The last couple seasons that show weren't that great either.
Exactly.
The first like three or four seasons were awesome. And then,
if you ever want to watch a movie where nothing happens, there you go.
Well, let's see if Aquaman breaks box office records.
Is there an Aquaman movie?
There's a solo movie slated.
They're filming it.
Yeah.
Are they really?
I think in between that and him doing The Crow.
Fucking Jason
Momoa. He's doing The Crow?
That's been the rumor going around for months.
Crow's way more intimidating.
He's going to be...
Yeah, Crow's a big Samoan dude.
Yeah. He's going to be... Yeah, but it's gonna be the Eric Draven version. So they're remaking the Brandon Lee one, which I think is sacrilege.
I think that the remaking of all these movies in general, you lose a lot of the charm that these movies initially had.
Crow's fine. Yeah. You don't need to.
You made a ton of sequels that suck balls.
Exactly.
Like I remember reading like one of these like hardcore metal magazines, like right after it was like right around the time City Angels had come out, which wasn't half bad. It was all right.
Wasn't half good either.
Yeah.
It was mostly bad.
It
was
a lot of bad.
Yeah. But
less good.
Rob Zombie was supposed to be doing a Crow movie. It was going to be like this whole post-apocalyptic
future Crow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like Jesus and Satan battling, to try and win the Crow on their side. It sounded like it was going to be a sick movie.
Ended up being Spawn.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, no, it never, obviously never came to life.
No, because Rob Zombie, you know, it'd just be bonkers.
Yeah.
But fun to look at.
Yeah.
Here's my problem. I think that story, it just worked really good as a one-off.
Yeah.
Or I didn't need to keep going back to that legend. Like, I had a TV show.
The TV show? I actually enjoyed this TV show.
I just couldn't, man. I seen like three of the movies, yeah. And I was like, this. The last one with Edward Furlong.
I'll instantly tell you the problem with the TV show.
And Kirsten Dunst.
The issue with the TV show was simple. They filmed everything in the daylight.
Yeah.
The Crow looked dumb in the daylight.
Yeah.
He looks like... Then he's just mime. He's just a mime.
Was that also... Then the one with Edward Furlong. Was that also the one with Danny Trejo?
I'm sure he had a credit in one of them.
Danny Trejo definitely played a part in one of the direct-to-DVD after-school specials.
You know who looks like shit is Edward Furlong, bro. That guy looks terrible.
Of course he does.
He's gone the Macaulay Culkin route.
No, I think Macaulay Culkin is way more successful because... I think that I've seen Macaulay Culkin in other things other
like
than
what?
In T2. He was in two Home Alone movies. He was in Party Monster.
A Richie Rich film.
What has he done in the last 20 years?
He did that movie where he did the religious one, Saved.
Saved. That was an excellent
movie. That's a good movie.
Actually, the Other Son or something like that. He had a couple good movies. Like,
what has he been in besides Michael Jackson?
Well, actually, then again, Vice Edward versa. Furlong did do American History X. That was an awesome movie.
That was an insane movie.
Yeah.
It was kind of after that, yeah. He popped up in random things here and there, but...
When's he popping up to say he got diddled?
Him? Yeah, he's an OG, bro. He's
Arnold touched me!
You're expecting all these, like... my buddy at work is one thing, running game of, like, who's your favorite guy that you don't want to come out as a molester, and he goes, as long as it's not Arnold, I'm cool.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Well, no, Arnold diddled his maid.
I'm like, he's an old school sex criminal.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know,
he diddles his maid.
He just cheated on his wife.
Yeah, just cheated. Yeah. Adulterous.
But yeah, but there were other women coming out saying, oh, he did this, he did that, back in like the 80s.
Like, no, I did not.
I did not touch you. No, but I still, yeah, if we were talking about this before. If
who beefed?
That's the dog.
Okay.
Yeah. If anything ever came out about Tom Hanks, I think that would just totally destroy Hollywood.
No. I think that would probably validate Hollywood. I'm like, they're all bad.
They're all bad.
Like, yeah. I said, it would be like, you know, if it came out that Derek Jeter did steroids, you know, like, that would be it, you know.
He's got
baseball
herpes.
Would be done.
He's got hurt.
No.
Yes.
You think so?
It's like a thing.
It's like a thing.
That's like the worst thing you can say about the guy. The guy's got an STD. Well, then you got to think of all the fucking pussy he's gone through, man. He's
statistically.
I mean, he should probably have something.
Jessica Biel, Mariah Carey.
Riddled with herpes.
Yeah, I think Mariah Carey might have given him the herpes. She got the whole bad boy crew banged her out. And then, like, I don't know. She's dirty.
She did grow up in Huntington.
I mean, what does that mean? Like,
yeah.
The North Shore whores, you know?
I grew up around Huntington. I wasn't that far away.
Now, yeah, Danielle's uncle always talks about how, like, she was, like, hitting on him in high school, and he just didn't want to have anything to do with her.
Bullshit.
Danielle's uncle said they went to high school together, him and Mariah Carey.
Oh, and yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, because she's not, like, it wasn't like she was, like, a gorgeous, like, beauty. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like she got done up when she got a lot of dough. You know,
yeah, but that's a convenient story to tell.
And now she's getting her stomach. She's getting that lap band surgery.
She's fat now?
No, she wasn't really fat. She just has money. So
why not?
They're like, all right, fine. You got money. We'll give you the lap band.
Because
funsies.
Friend of the show, Eric, he got a lap band surgery.
He was also massive. And now he's a very svelte dude.
He still looks bad, but it looks way better.
Looks way better.
Yes.
I know that.
He was gigantic.
Oh yeah,
like that was a matter of health. Mm-hmm. Mariah Carey, it's just nothing gonna help that.
Yeah, she pudged up a little bit, but
she beefed up.
But she's nuts. That's what she should be worried about.
She still
about.
With Nick Cannon?
Nah, she's with some like weird backup dancer dude now.
Yeah, I guess they all eventually got to get with.
They all just fall to the back.
Yeah. Whatever happened to the king of backup dancers? The Britney Spears one.
Oh, Kevin Federline?
Yeah.
I don't know. He wrestled John Cena that one year. Remember that?
I vaguely remember.
10 years ago, they had that New Year's match.
I am almost positive that he could not see John Cena.
But yo, yeah,
he was on Celebrity Fat People.
I was just gonna say, K-Fed pudged out.
He pudged out like. He gained like 15, 20 pounds. That wasn't like.
No, he got big.
He got that big?
He was on that.
Yeah, so it was Screech.
Yeah, but he was on there to be a rebel bad boy.
He's not a rebel bad boy.
Well, that's what he was going for.
He's a character.
Turns out he was an idiot.
Yeah, 100%. You remember he came out on a rap album?
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh, this guy raps.
Is he still in jail?
I had no idea that he ever went to jail.
Oh, yeah. We did the news story here. He pulled a knife on somebody.
He's very forgettable, Pete.
Yeah.
Britney Spears is. Britney Spears is super forgettable at this point.
It's true.
Like, nah, she looks good now. Again.
I'm not saying she doesn't. You but know, like she
rebounded herself.
I mean, she had a meltdown of like Molly Cyrus.
Shaved her head. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's really what we remember, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, the shaving the head.
Wasn't she the one that like put her child out of the balcony and like almost dropped it?
No, that was Michael Jackson.
That was Michael Jackson.
She put the baby on her lap while she was driving her SUV. Smoking a cigarette, drinking a coffee, and some shit like that.
That's just a white trash way to go.
Yeah,
bro. Like
that was her. That was her fucking dipsy doodle moment.
I gotcha.
I thought every moment she had was a dipsy.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Yeah, I think like was holding the kid by the leg, dangling it over the.
No,
audience.
It was like kind of this one armed around the midsection, swung the legs over the balcony, and everyone lost their mind.
Do you think that if he would have dropped that child, we could have overlooked that? Like we did all the rapes.
Like all we did, everything else he did?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody had really ever overlooked it.
They did. He didn't go to jail. No one, no trials were happening.
It was like, a big thing at the time. He didn't drop the kid. That's the important thing. If he dropped the kid, that might have been a thing.
He paid off like tons and tons of money to those people. Those people, you know, don't have to worry about ever working again with all the money they got.
I don't think that's the case. Corey Haim's. He died penniless.
Well, you know, he didn't come out fast enough.
Corey Feldman, he's doing some awful band. You know, it's like,
he's like, I'll go after Charlie Sheen.
He's still going at him. Going after Charlie Sheen. Mm-hmm. You ever think you live in a world where the Charlie Sheen one, the story about Charlie Sheen, is the one where you're like, I don't think he did it.
No, I don't. I'm going to say to this day he didn't do
That's
it.
That's what I mean. Normally you hear his tale of debauchery. You're like, oh yeah, Sheen did that shit.
He's not even acknowledging it. He's too busy fucking whores and
drinking tiger blood.
Yeah. Is he dying of AIDS or something?
Yeah, he has it for sure. Then you test Corey Haim's corpse of AIDS.
There you go.
That's the one for sure far away.
Yeah. Think he's got any blood left?
I don't know. He's doing DNA. Just cotton swab that mouth. I don't know how it works. Like
me neither. Not a scientist. Mm-hmm. Anyway, any other stories from the week?
How about you?
Why don't we start the scoring?
Alias Grace. Mm-hmm. Check it out. It's definitely a good show.
Anyway, from this point on, I'm going to start scoring this thing. Everything funny so gets a point. Anything not funny gets a dong. We got news. We got games. You know the spiel.
Boop, boop.
Let's do the thing. So what is the show? What is it about?
Alias Grace.
We totally derailed.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually based on actual events. Up in Canada, eh?
Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, it was like
a show about politeness.
It was 1840s. This girl's been in prison for 15 years for a murder, and they were trying to figure out, you know, was she sane or insane? You know, does she remember actually killing these people? So the murders were real. A lot of stuff, like a lot of the characters, they did make up, like the characters. But it's six parts, 45 minutes each episode. Definitely worth checking out.
On Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I gotta check that.
Definitely something you watch with the missus. Mm-hmm. They would enjoy it.
What was it called one time?
Alias Grace.
Alias Grace.
Yeah,
I'll check that out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely good watch. Highly recommend it.
Cool. I'm gonna watch The Punisher this week.
Yes. Oh, it comes out Friday, right?
Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty.
Binge watch the shit out of that.
Yeah, Jay Baruchel. I mean. Guy's the best Punisher.
Right? He's a crazy motherfucker. Like he was born to play the Punisher.
He's great. He's a great actor. Everything he's been in so far, I've enjoyed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even, oh, the,
he's in Baby Driver for like 10 minutes. I wish he was in more of it.
He always steals the movie.
Yeah, like you're into his character, and then he disappears and doesn't come back.
Like he was in Wolf of Wall Street for like maybe a combined 6-7 minutes, but like the guy, he was one of the biggest, awesomest characters in the movie. Like,
what was that movie? Snitch? Was it Snitch or Stitch?
Snitch. He played the friend of The Rock.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that was a great movie too. Mm-hmm. Never
it was
really
a good movie. I liked it.
I don't think I saw that one. Yeah.
That was good.
You what?
I don't think I saw that one.
The Rock like helps out his son or nephew, some loved one.
Someone's a snitch.
Yeah. So he got snitched on by his friend with drugs, and now he's got to do some crazy shit for the DEA. And it was good. I vaguely remember the movie, but it was good.
Mm. Definitely worth checking out again.
The Rock.
Yeah.
He's actually running for president in 2020.
I believe when I see it.
Trump's our president.
I don't care. No.
Like a lot of people have said things now.
Kid Rock's been saying it.
Then he said it was a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
If Kid Rock becomes our president, then I'm going to be downright.
He would just be doing Senate.
He's starting at the Senate level.
Well, if he becomes. Yeah.
He's realistic about his level of fame.
Well, if Kid Rock.
I'm not president famous.
If he becomes part of the Senate, then I am going to be super bummed if President Camacho never happens.
I think we're pretty close. Pretty close.
No. President Camacho, come on, man.
No, I'd say it's in the foreseeable future.
Terry Crews. As President Camacho needs to be the president then.
Yeah, right.
Love that movie.
It's the best movie. I gotta watch that again. It's my favorite when he's just addressing Congress.
Shit.
And it says that on the teleprompter.
Yeah. It's like, yo, our shit's fucked up. South Carolina.
Whoop whoop.
Anyway, what else? Anybody seen Justice League this week?
No, not probably. I'm gonna see Thor before I see that.
Yeah, you should.
We saw Thor Friday night.
I'm trying to gauge people's excitement for this movie because so far it's either
I'm kind of worried about
super
it.
Excited or not at all.
I'm not excited at all.
I'm like, eh.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm worried about it. I don't know if I'm gonna rush out to see it.
There's not gonna be any like, I don't know, who's the bad guy in it?
Beowulf.
Steppenwolf.
Beowulf? Yeah. The fucking legendary Norse monster?
Yeah. Fighter of Grendel?
I knew it was one of those wolves.
I was going to be like, they are really scraping the barrel for DC villains.
Do they not have any real bad guys? You're going to use like old Nordic myths?
It's like the Joker, the Penguin, Beowulf. Like.
You know, the Pantheon.
Bob.
Achilles.
You got Lex Luthor, Gilgamesh.
Hitler.
Hitler.
They couldn't
more
get
of a Marvel villain.
They couldn't get Gilgamesh. They got Gargamel instead.
Gargamel?
Genghis Khan.
Hey, there wouldn't be anything wrong with Genghis Khan.
I like Gargamel. Yeah. Gargamel versus the Justice League.
Gargamel's the dude from the Smurfs, right?
Yeah. Like, that guy can't even beat little blue people.
I mean, I'm not excited for the simple fact that most of the DC universe blows, except for the three Batman movies. And then,
that's not even DCU, though.
All of the DC universe blows.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wonder Woman was good.
It's okay, man. It gets a lot more hype than it
needs to. Well, because you're comparing it to Batman versus Superman and Man of Steel.
Yeah. I'll compare it to fucking any of the Marvel movies even. Like, Logan was better than that.
Oh, yeah, Logan.
And I wasn't even the hugest fan of Logan, but like Logan was a much more entertaining movie.
I almost cried a few times during Logan.
Why?
Man, it was some sad shit, man.
It's not emotional.
That was like, you know, Professor Xavier, man. That was like the birth of like.
You're racist, man.
Huh?
You're racist. You got that black family killed. It's like, oh, their lives don't mean that much, Logan. I just want a hot meal and a nice warm place to sleep.
The Black Lives Matter. The Black Lives Matter movement's over by now.
Logan's like, you know, we do got some beef coming our way. Like, ah, fuck these blacks. I'm tired.
I want to stretch out in a bit.
I need to rest, Logan.
Yeah, man.
I will mind fuck you.
I didn't like the villain of that. It was also Logan. It was just kind of like, eh.
That was the weak point to me, was the bad guy.
Yeah, it's like Logan fighting Logan.
But to me, it was more the journey was better than the
just. That movie would be much cooler if it was just Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that would have made the movie, way better.
I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm. How did they not make Sabretooth in any of the new movies?
I don't know.
Like, he's such a huge part of the comic. And in the three Wolverine movies, he was in the first one. And I liked the actor who played him.
Liev Schreiber.
I thought he was cool.
Ray Donovan?
Yeah.
No, are we talking the first Wolverine Sabretooth?
Wolverine Origins.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were talking about, like, the first X-Men movie.
No, not the first Wolverine, wrestler with the bad wig.
The first Wolverine movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like any of the Wolverine movies. I thought they were all kind of shitty. But
you didn't like Wade Wilson? The merc with the mouth, and
that was bad. But you know, it spawned a really, really good version of him. So I'm cool with it. That the Deadpool movie is better than any DC movie in general, I think.
You see the ad they got?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
they took out an ad in Good Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Who did?
Deadpool 2.
Oh, really?
When's that coming out? February again?
Probably.
No, I think they moved it closer to the summer.
Yeah, it's probably not that quick.
Probably
because I don't think they want to go up against Black Panther.
Well, because it's the same company, right?
Well, no, it's Fox, but now Disney is in talk of buying Fox Studios.
So
it's not going to happen.
Why?
Because they already said it fell through, but everyone's still kind of holding on to it.
What would that have even meant to anything?
Well, basically, now Marvel would have been able to get Fantastic Four back.
The rights for Fantastic Four and the X-Men would have reverted back to Marvel.
And you could make multiverses out of them.
See, but why doesn't Fox just be like, look, just give us some fucking, some figures on like, you just do the movies and we'll just take the money. You know,
it's not that. It's
the Sony did.
They're fucking up. They fucked up Fantastic Four. Fantastic Four.
Three times.
Yeah.
Three whack.
The second one wasn't so bad. It was all right.
What are you talking about?
The one with Galactus
as a cloud monster?
Yeah, but.
Cloud Monster Galactus?
I think the fact that Jessica Alba was totally miscasted as Susan Storm.
The Thing looked stupid.
I don't know.
He looked squishy.
Michael Chiklis says
he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He looks stupid.
All right.
You could have just had Michael Chiklis walking around in like the bikini. You know, yeah. And like, oh, it's the Thing.
It's
it's
the commish.
But
I mean, the Thing.
Well, yeah, then, you know, Chris Evans as Johnny Storm was amazing.
He was good.
Yeah, but he was, I think he was too jacked. Like,
not as Johnny Storm.
He was like, I don't know, like, I see him more of like Ryan Reynolds. Like, even not the personality so much, but like that build,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Chris Evans, maybe back then he wasn't as hulking, but like,
he's. The Cap, he's huge.
Yeah, he's like a big dude to me now. Yeah. You know?
He wasn't that big then.
No, he was about average size.
It's like when you go back and watch the old X-Men movies, like the first one, Wolverine's kind of a scrawny dude.
Oh, yeah.
He had like that 2000 muscle, not that 2016 muscle where he's like everything's covered in veins.
Oh, because he started working out with The Rock.
Yeah, yo, you spend like the summer with The Rock, bro, you're going to put on 15, 20 pounds of muscle.
He's eating like
just by osmosis.
He's having like a protein shake in the morning, going on a jog for like 3 hours, then eating like 12 egg whites a day. And
like Gaston, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of crazy protein fart do you think The Rock has?
Oh, forget about
clear
it.
Clear a room?
Clear like, a mall.
He probably laughs it up, too.
Level a small village in Ethiopia.
Yeah, right. It's a chemical weapon.
He goes ham though when he on his cheat day. You ever see the pictures of him like just killing racks of pancakes? Just
oh
like,
yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I saw that picture.
Putting it down.
Yeah, he's just laying in bed. He's just like, fuck it, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, he's got to be like 265, 270 pounds, just absolute muscle, like huge dude.
Yeah,
that's why he makes.
I think like when he's getting ready to go back to WWE, like you think he can like. Tone it down a little.
Yeah, slim down a little bit.
Yeah, we don't want you coming
Triple
back.
Triple H, like, this is the era of the little guy, man. You make a lady that look a bitch.
No one's going to believe you. Anybody puts up a fight.
Yeah, we can't even have Brock Lesnar be around here weekly because he's too big.
Yeah.
He show up once in a while. It's a kill guy.
Like, nah, Brock, leave the shirt on.
Rock might be in Suicide Squad 2.
Brock Lesnar?
No, Rock.
Oh, Rock? As who?
Black Adam.
Who the fuck is that?
Shazam?
Villain to Shazam.
Yeah.
Because they're making a Shazam movie.
I was gonna say I thought they were giving Black Adam his own movie.
Now I'm hearing Suicide Squad. Which, why make another one of those dreadful things?
God. The Suicide Squad, the premise was cooler than the movie. Like, I don't know. It made
money because you had fucking
the Joker was in
Harley
it.
Quinn shaking her ass. No, nobody went to see it for the Joker.
Everyone went to see it probably because the Joker. He was a big part of the commercials.
He was a big part of the commercials because they were trying to force him down your throat.
Yeah.
Nobody was the draw.
I saw it to see like, oh God, what are they doing to him?
Yeah.
Like what is this version?
Yeah, but like I think the Joker is probably the most popular character in the DC universe, to be honest with you.
Oh, definitely.
So not like, Margot Robbie. You turn on Wolf of Wall Street, so you're wearing less.
Yeah, but she's sexier in that movie, though, I think.
Yeah, but most
of the stupid Staten Island accent.
Like, exactly.
Most comic book nerds aren't going to turn around and watch Wolf of Wall Street. They're going to, ooh, it's Harley Quinn.
They're just going to watch porn.
Yeah.
First of all, Wolf of Wall Street is a far superior movie than any Marvel movie.
No, I'm not saying no, but you know, you get some of these comic book nerds, you know, like. They don't care about Margot Robbie in Wolf of Wall Street.
They want Suicide Squad porn parody.
Yeah, they want to see Harley Quinn. They want to, you know.
Margot Robbie in anything really.
It's yeah. No, she definitely sold that part. She owns it now.
She owns the part. Like, she has the body of a goddess, bro. Who even listened to her words? Like,
yeah.
Wait, did she have lines?
Exactly. Mr. Something about Mr. J. I have no
idea. I don't know. Something about Puddin'.
Yeah, Puddin'. Did she even say that shit?
Puddin'. I don't know. I don't remember.
I remember just like every time she walked on screen, I was like, God damn. Give me the, what's his face? The noob noob.
Oh, no. Where did it go?
God damn. Yeah, man. She was super sexy in that. But then Deathstroke was Deathstroke, Deadshot?
Deadshot.
Deadshot? He was all right.
No, he wasn't. It was Will Smith.
He was all right, though.
Will Smith can only act like Will Smith.
Yeah.
Okay, but I didn't mind him as that role, though. Like, I don't
He was all right.
He first of all, he was only Will Smith. Second of all his action sequences were just him shooting CGI monsters without moving. Like, he just stood there and be like, da, 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 da.
Well, to be fair, I think the movie suffered from, like, I don't know what they fought. Like, what was that?
Oh, were they rock people? Were they...
No, I don't know what they were. Like,
they were fighting each
like
other.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, these people, like, that was Harley Quinn, that was the Joker, that was Deadshot, that was some lizard guy, Croc. What the fuck were they fighting? Like, who was the bad guy?
The Enchantress.
The Enchantress.
Like, who is that?
The dumb character.
Okay. Yeah. And, like, what was her power exactly?
Mind control.
I don't know. Undefined wizardry.
It's whatever it's they stupid. Felt like making it.
The whole premise of that movie is in the beginning, she's like, what if Superman decided to tear the roof off of the White House? Who would we get to stop him? I know, the girl with the baseball bat and the boomerang guy.
Like
Captain Boomerang.
They should have just sent them bitches in for like a terrorist situation.
Yes, the way they've been used. Oh, effectively. I never read the comics.
I never read the
forever.
Comics.
Well, you watch Arrow?
Yeah.
You saw when they...
Yeah, they infiltrate a military base.
Yeah.
They do things like that.
Yeah.
They take out terrorism or...
Because, like, they destroyed the city.
Break into Arkham Asylum.
They destroyed it on such a level that Batman or Superman had to have gotten involved. Like, it wasn't like, the Suicide Squad will handle it. Like, Batman, Superman turned a blind eye to it. Like,
yeah. No. Like, did you hear that there's, like, some ancient Mayan god destroying the city?
Is it Metropolis?
Let the boomerang guy get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Sorry, I'm counting my millions.
Billions, sir. But yeah, I think this is all sums up why we're not excited for the Justice League, just because there's been so many drops by DC. Yeah,
that's true.
Exactly.
The shows on, I don't watch the shows on the WB, question mark, was that the
WB, yeah. Yeah, you can still.
CW.
Yeah.
CW?
That's all right, yeah.
I, the shows on the CW, I don't watch them, but I hear there's a big following. Like,
oh, yeah.
Arrow and Flash, like everyone likes those, but like, they're not even using those Legends. Guys
yeah.
in the Justice League.
Which is stupid.
Well, actually, and when they said, like, the Man of Steel is going to be the beginning of their multiverse, everyone's like, Stephen Amell is going to be Green Arrow. And then the guy's like, we want to keep them separate. Basically because they knew the movies were going to fail, kind of thing. People are like, they know the movies are going to fail, and they don't want the backlash then.
They don't
want
to ruin their shows.
Yeah,
but what better way to make the movies better is if you incorporate the successful show.
Plus, exactly. On Arrow, he's basically Batman.
Yeah.
He's just Batman. They don't even play him like the comic book character.
No.
They're just like, he's Batman with a bone.
Yeah, he's a billionaire playboy and runs around in leather and a mask.
Guy who runs those shows, he's a diddler. That came out this week.
Wait, who what?
The guy, Andrew Kreisberg, guy who runs those shows.
Oh, really?
Diddler.
Hmm.
They're all diddlers.
They're all diddlers.
Even you, Hanks, I know it.
Well, Justin Bieber did say, that there's a child porn ring running around the Hollywood underground.
Well, I don't know if his was children or just ladies.
No, Justin Bieber said that there's a whole child porn thing going around the Hollywood underground.
So like Elijah Wood or something. Like, yeah. Somebody else.
Elijah Wood?
Yeah.
Damn.
He's been diddled or he's a diddler?
He's the one who was like, there's this whole underground ring.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen Gandalf, bro? The show diddled him.
Well, but then, like, and then another thing going around was that fucking Chester from Linkin Park and Chris Cornell were going to fucking...
Commit suicide together?
They were looking into a lot of that stuff, too, like... And
you talk about that, Illuminati type of shit.
That's supposing a lot of shit, right?
Well, no, but they were saying
first
that.
First of all, why did the fucking Hardy Boys, aka Chester, whatever the fuck,
Chris and Chester, CNC child porn factory,
just sniffing for clues?
It's like, yo, Cornell, are you on it?
I got a raging boner over here.
Yeah, it's like. Chester and Chris, the two fucking detectives from Hollywood. Like, no, Billy, that didn't.
Well, no, that's they. It was rumored that.
Of course, it's rumored. Like, everything's rumored. Yeah, everything is fucking a conspiracy theory nowadays.
There's no chance.
That one's so out of left field.
The two androgynous.
I'm just saying.
Two guys died, and it's like, oh, they were onto it.
They were.
They figured it out, man.
It wasn't suicide. It was murder.
They were definitely suicides. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't know, because when I think crime-fighting duo,
exactly,
I think the guy from Soundgarden and the guy from Linkin Park.
Together, they weigh 200 pounds.
All right. So that's a good one. You want to do news?
Yeah, let's do some news. Ding, ding.
Thanks, computer.
Oh, yeah. Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Slow news week, but we're going to do what we can and start with a story out of England.
Oh, well, I might.
More of a court case that has reached an interesting conclusion. London High Court has banned a man from having sex because he's too dumb.
Oh. Yeah, I agree.
And he's a 41-year-old man who was a little too vigorous in his sex drive. And then they decided, because of that and his moderate learning disability, he didn't understand exactly what he was doing.
What do you mean?
Like, sex-wise. That he was too vigorous. And he was too dumb. So they shut it down.
How did they shut it down?
They're like, well, no, they didn't chop it off.
They hung him.
But they mandated... I therefore make a declaration that at the present time, Alan does not have the capacity to consent to or engage in sexual relations.
So it's a crime if you have sex with him.
Don't have sex with this guy.
God damn!
So he
needs to be under supervision for the prevention of all future sexual activities, as is in his best interests.
So what caused it? Does it say?
He's got a 48 IQ.
He was caught fucking his own ass. I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, he was banging a dude, and then it doesn't really go into.
The British people are very homophobic. Like, if you're just banging a dude, like you don't want to do it right.
Yeah, I'm looking for the inciting incident. Like, why was this actually?
Nobody's killing me until after I catch my wife with another man.
Oh man, the dog farted again into my mouth.
Hey, go get a ball.
I forget what we're talking about. This guy. I mean, Forrest Gump had sex. You know, like
Forrest Gump definitely got AIDS.
Yeah, Jenny was a fucking bitch.
She died of AIDS.
He didn't put two and two together. I guess
that little baby they had.
AIDS.
AIDS. That wasn't that Haley Joel Osment too.
Yes, that's why he didn't get a Forrest Gump sequel.
He did.
They all died of AIDS.
And then Lieutenant Dan had to take care of the estate.
Yeah, exactly. He inherited the Bubba Gump Trim Company.
That's how Lieutenant Dan was filthy, filthy rich.
Yeah. Now he's got robot legs.
He can dunk now.
But yeah, that I thought that was interesting that you could actually ban a human being from fucking because they're dumb.
Oh, man. I know a lot of people I would ban from having sex.
Kind of like it.
I can't name them on air.
Oh, the real people?
Oh, definitely like the Kardashians. They should not be allowed to reproduce.
Agreed.
Definitely not any of them.
Yeah. They should be done.
I would say Britney Spears would have been a good one. Who's that chick from Sharknado?
Tara Reid. Yeah.
I think her womb is just so decrepit and deceased that no sperm is even getting past the first ring.
Yeah.
Do you remember when she was super hot back in like the
2000?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that American Pie?
Like American Pie era?
She was sexy. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, the Van Wilder. She looked real good.
Oh, she looked good in that movie. Yeah, that's right.
Great. And then like one day she was just like.
She had that lopsided boob job.
Yeah, she had the weird titty.
Yeah.
Poor Tara.
Ugh.
The lopsided titty.
Yeah, it looked like a crazy man's eyes. It
looked like fucking Noob Noob's eyes.
What was this melting out?
Yeah, like one up here, the other down there. God damn.
There's a guy in my office who, he's a J. I don't know. He works the mailroom and
Opie.
He, He looks like Noob Noob, bro, without the fucking mask, and he's not saying goddamn. He looks right at you, but he's not looking at you. Bro.
I was gonna say it's like Opie in Family Guy.
Yeah. And then he talks gibberish at you. I just hate it. I hate being in the elevator with him. It makes me uncomfortable. They should do
that. Oh, all right. Man. Next story, Kansas City. 24-year-old man was facing federal gun and drug charges, was brought in for interrogation because of this.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. That's harsh.
Mm-hmm. Kill him.
It's a harsh. When, during the interview, I'll just tell you what the cops said. The cops say they were questioning about a backpack filled with guns and drugs in his car when Mr. Sykes, that's the man in
the
question.
The man, yes.
Leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering with the address. He continued to flatulate and ended the interview. He farted his way out of it. It stunk up that room.
He's killing everyone. Dying.
God damn.
What I appreciate about this, of course he's still in trouble, is that he was able to multiple times really beef out that room.
It's gotta be rough, man. You're trying to ask this guy questions like, where were you in the night of...
God damn.
It's like living with a dog right now.
Yeah, he's been throwing out these like heavy protein beefs.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, man, you eat kibble all day, see what happens to you.
I would, yeah. I've been there.
What the fuck? You opened the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been giving Stitch just like boiled chicken and rice. Her stomach was all out of whack like 2 weeks ago. She's finally starting.
Got mud butt?
Yeah. She's finally back to normal now, so been mixing a little pumpkin in at night and cranberry in the morning.
He, I think it's just his normal bulldog stomach that's giving foul beefs. Because, like, he has, like, nice, good, solid poop.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, he's just farted, you know. He has no shame.
Yeah, happens. It's
look,
all good.
Look at this guy.
Gassy little animal.
Yeah.
Look at it. You look at that dog and you go, okay, his farts stink.
Oh, yeah. His poop stinks. His farts stink. He stinks.
His breath stinks.
Chubby little dude.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Exactly.
I bet you Danny DeVito's farts stink.
Oh, I bet it's awful.
Oh, you see that meme with like, raise your hand if you haven't molested anybody in Hollywood. And it's just the cast of It's Always Sunny.
I haven't seen that.
Like last people who haven't molested anyone in Hollywood.
It's just, yo.
I'd be most upset if one of them came out as a molester. I was like, I love those guys.
Yeah. Use the Jesus defense, though. It seems to work.
The what?
Jesus defense.
Well, who's using Jesus?
What's his name? Alabama guy.
Oh, Roy my Moore. God.
I love that. Real quick, just on that topic, he said, like, the defense was, well, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, Mary was a teenager.
He clearly did it.
But isn't the point, have you read that book, the Bible? The whole point is they didn't fuck.
Yeah.
Virgin birth.
Mm-hmm.
Get it together, man.
He definitely did it. But you know what I don't like is the statute of limitations is so long that, like, anyone could just come out and just fucking claim anything at this point because everyone's just doing that. I'm sure a lot of these people are guilty.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, there's going to be collateral damage, like...
Yeah, for all the guys like Louis C.K. who are like, yep, did it.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of people being like, nope, not me, not me.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. It's rough that you can't... at this point, you cannot prove it. So, like,
yeah, how do you
the public
prove
perception
it?
Of you is but you're like fucking guilty. Like,
but,
you know?
Like yeah. He said, he's like, I asked them.
Yeah. We pretty much admitted to it. Except he said it was consensual.
Exactly.
Still gross, bro.
Then you know what? I bet it was consensual. He doesn't seem like a guy to, like, whip his loaf out.
Still gross.
Who?
Don't fuck a kid.
Who?
That dude.
Louis C.K.? Well,
no, that's not Louis C.K. Kid. Oh, I thought you were talking about the other guy.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
No, he just whipped his loaf out.
That, okay.
That was his move.
Okay, see, I didn't realize. Like, he doesn't
seem
like that
guy. He's like in a fucking electrical outlet.
It's like your show sucks.
Yeah, with this dog, we're basically just on suicide watch right now.
Oh my God.
You made fun of my farts.
He couldn't handle the Louis C.K. He's like, there's my favorite.
Yeah.
He's one of the hardest working guys, too. He always came out with new stuff. You think he's going to survive this?
Louis C.K.?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm getting two mixed opinions. He says, eh. You're like,
depends
yes.
How long.
It's not,
who's gonna come out worse?
It's not even like people aren't even talking about it anymore. It's just like because he's like yeah whatever
yeah
he I basically put out, and
he put out the equivalent of like my bad
yeah whatever
yeah
who hasn't asked a girl who here hasn't asked a girl to jerk him off
not even just watch him jerk off
oh yeah
he just wanted that Well, I have a friend that the girl wouldn't do anything with him except for let her. She's like, when it came time to, like, you know, get a little intimate, she's like, you could jerk off my titties and that's it. And it was like such a weird, like, all right, she's not gonna touch him at all, but like she'll take a fucking
take a load
in the titties, which is weird. Like, all right, like, why don't you just, I don't know, not even do that? Like, at that point, it's like such so odd.
Yeah,
I just feel weird doing it.
What was like the weirdest thing you ever had? Like a girl be like, okay, you can do that.
That's the thing. I don't think I have any story like that.
Yeah. Take a shit on my chest. Mom, no, ew.
Oh, I'm deducting points for that visual.
Just shooting a brick right on you. It was a Stallone move.
Real quick, next story. Colorado court man was violating his bond on drug charges, showed up to his court date, removed his hat from his head to place it over his heart. Big old brick of cocaine fell out.
What?
Yep.
Ooh-wee.
I think he heard it.
Dog does not like that.
So, I mean, what kind of, what do you have, like a Stetson? Like, how?
No, it wasn't a big old brick. It was a folded up.
It was the man. Packet. It was the man in the yellow hat.
Yeah. They thought he was guilty when he walked in a big 10-gallon hat.
Out came a monkey and a brick of coke.
No, he had like a folded up wad of paper filled with coke. Took his hat off and it was like.
At that point,
not mine.
At that point, you just have to be like, "Would you like a toot, judge?"
Not mine. You got to give a good old Bart Simpson. I didn't do it.
No, it wasn't me.
Nope, not mine.
The Shaggy defense.
It was there already.
Hey, the Shaggy defense.
Yeah, that's that whole thing.
Got this hat in Nicaragua.
All right. So, what's that? What's next, Pete?
Let's try the story about a pastor.
Ooh,
celebrity pastor out of Africa. He's mad that one of his miraculous resurrections wasn't allowed to be placed on TV.
What was his miraculous resurrection?
He resurrected a boner.
It's like it was going down, and he was like...
A man came to him and said, I can't make love to my wife. Impotent. And he said, my power of Christ compels you. Man got a boner so hard he had to drop down and fuck his wife on the spot.
So wait, that actually happened? He just banged out his wife in the middle of this this church?
This was like in their home. Like he came to their home.
Turn myself into a pickle, Morty! Boom! Big reveal. I'm a pickle. What do you think about that? I turned myself into a pickle!
That one
I'm pickle red!
Jeez, didn't realize that was that long.
No, this was just like part of a TV show they were doing. And it just so happens to be at their house.
Did you give him like a little cock, like whoop, like a little slap,
like a backhand knuckle slap?
Yeah, or did you just do like the sign of the cross over it?
The power of cock compels you.
Maybe blow it a kiss. What was the motion? Do you think?
I want to assume he sprinkled like some dust, like
the Beetlejuice dust. Like he just came. His head grew or shrunk or whatever.
His dick grew three sizes that day.
Don't eat my hand.
But yeah, they won't let him. They wouldn't let him put it on TV, so this guy made a bit. His name is Pastor Maburo.
Oh, he's African.
Yeah.
Eats the other man's poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
They have a very basic understanding of pretty much anything out there. It's pretty rough.
Yeah, he's part of Incredible Happenings Ministries.
Hmm.
And he was the subject of a BBC documentary called The Millionaire Preacher.
He's rich?
He's rich. The only people who ever get a leg up in these worlds are the religious nut jobs.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Was he African rich or like what?
It says millionaire. I assume he at least had a million. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good for South Africa.
For anywhere really. I'll take a million.
Word.
All right. Next story.
I'll take a tenth of that.
I don't know what this one is.
$5 and a pack.
Yeah. $5 and a pack of Pabst.
Oh, Australia! Don't feed the kangaroos. Long story short, this guy was feeding kangaroos. They beat him up.
What are you trying to feed him?
We don't want your McDonald's.
Toast.
Some shrimp.
He's feeding them toast. You know, some people feed the ducks. Mm-hmm. You know, they feed bread to ducks.
Those are like Australian ducks. It's kangaroo.
Yeah, he fed them every morning, but one of them just got aggressive, kicked him around a bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, oddly enough, there's a kangaroos in France also.
Shut up.
No, yeah.
The zoo.
No. There was.
They're always almost getting fucked by skunks.
There was a zoo that closed down, like a little south of Paris or whatever, and the kangaroos escaped and they never caught them, and they just became wild kangaroos. And that's it. They now have kangaroos running around that area of France.
They could survive that climate?
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
Because, I mean, they live in Australia, bro. It's like fucking way different.
Well, these were, you know, zoo kangaroos, and I guess they were able to adapt.
Zoo-roos.
They call them
zoo-roos.
Le mouse grand.
But, yeah.
The mouse de hop-hop.
Everything I know about the French is basically Pepe Le Pew.
Rapists. Mm-hmm.
Stinky rapists.
Stinky rapists.
I do not care if you're a skunk or not. I will have the sex with you.
Final story.
Do you think that's why everyone's a rapist? Because they grew up watching Pepe? It's like, when she says no, she really means yes.
Just keep on going.
That skunk did not know what no meant.
That and Connery Bond.
Like, Connery Bond was real rapey.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you. He's like, slap. Of course you do.
Any of those old movies, he would just start kissing until they kiss back. Yeah. That was just his move.
Yeah.
Like, that was all his game.
It's like, I'd rather have sex with this guy than get raped.
Yeah, exactly. Lean into it.
I'm just waiting for all the women to come out against Johnny Bravo.
The cartoon?
Yeah, man.
He never succeeded.
Every episode he was
trying.
He was sexually harassing and assaulting someone.
Oh, that guy was
trying. Hey, mama, come here and shit on baby slap.
always get slapped around, though. They always knew judo.
Do you think that Connery actually molested or raped some girl?
No, but he wasn't afraid to hit one.
No, he's not. That's not in question.
Rick James going to have to smack a bitch. Yeah.
If a woman needs a slap, I'll give it to her.
I would love to have had a night out with Sean Connery and Rick James.
Bring that golden pushy over here. Yeah.
I'll never use a closed fist.
Charlie Murphy, get over here.
Yeah.
Whack.
You know where we got the name Octopushy from? Yeah. It's when I banged 8 women in one night.
Ready for the final story of the night?
Let's do it.
Indian River County, Florida. Woman was arrested on Monday after she went to Walmart, bought $1,800 worth of electronics for $3.70
That's a good buy.
Well, she swapped all the price tags.
Nah.
That's a great buy.
She actually got away with it.
She almost did. She was stopped by loss prevention.
Yeah, but is that a crime?
Yes.
Why? Oh, hell yeah, dude. You're stealing.
No, you're not. If you pay for it, if they're dumb enough, if you switch a price tag and you're just like,
yeah, but if they catch you doing it, that's a different story. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to go to the malls and used to like take the $9.99 stickers off the CDs and put them on the $19.99 ones. And every so often, the cashiers they would just look at me and laugh. This was like 3 weeks ago now. But
you're
still
buying CDs.
That's a takeaway. That's the takeaway. Is like, CDs.
Sure, you can have it for $9. Whatever. I can't believe you're buying a CD.
I still buy CDs.
Why?
Why not?
Because digital media is dead, bro. I'm sorry, physical media is dead.
I don't even have a CD player.
Yeah, where would you play that?
I have a CD player in my car.
Why?
Why not?
Because
you know, you actually get a better sound off the CD than
that's what people with records said. That's what people with records said. Then
plugging my phone into my car, I don't get as good of a sound. I have to turn it up more and everything.
I think something wrong with your radio, bro. Or your auxiliary port.
I mean, my car is a 97, and I had to get a new radio into it so I could have an auxiliary port and CD player. But I still like my CDs, man.
All right, just say that, bro. You don't have to be like they sound better. They don't.
No, they don't.
They definitely don't.
I get I don't have to blast as loud, and I have more room to look at porn on my phone then.
Yeah,
you could just.
You also have that dumb visor covered in CDs. Do you still have that?
Oh hell yeah! I got the book. I got the book of CDs. Yeah,
the CDs. I think they're in a couple of big cases that I just have in a closet somewhere.
I threw mine out. We hit the modern era. I was like, fuck this plastic.
You know, I didn't throw them out just because they're not taking up enough room for me to warrant it. Because I had the CD books.
Yeah.
So like all the plastic I threw out, just the CDs themselves,
right,
are in a couple books up in my attic. So it's like,
I'm slowly doing away with DVDs now. Just
I threw out all my DVDs. Yeah. Actually, I gave them to the troops.
Troops, that's a good one.
Yeah, so they have something to do over there. Nice. You know, they have a, trust me, they have a good collection of stuff. And some bad shit.
Some impulse buys.
Yeah, some impulse buys.
America Pie Bandcamp.
That was actually funny. Because nice. That was mainly based on Who was the Sean William Scott character?
Stifler.
Yeah.
That's on Stifler's nephew. So, like, the dickhead was, like, the main part of the movie. So, like, it made it really
dickhead's
cool.
Better in small doses to me in those movies.
He no. was actually, he's actually a fucking, he was a lunatic. Like, he was, like, he's almost, like, blacklisted from Hollywood now.
William Scott?
Yeah.
He's really good in those Goon movies.
Yeah.
I like those movies.
They're great.
Anyway, that's the news.
Mm-hmm. Bye, news.
You guys want to take a quick musical break?
Sure.
Don't you have a Hovember?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Hovember.
Yeah, we should do that and then take the musical break.
Let's do it.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll cue up the song.
Mm-hmm. Let me just get my phone up.
Yeah, man. Can't forget Hovember.
Yeah, this is Hovember week two, the inaugural Hovember.
Cue up the song. Let me know when you're ready.
All right. We have as our first.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh man. Okay. All right.
Oh yeah. Hovember.
Oh yeah.
For this week's entry in Hovember is Jenna Shea. The sloppy scuzz bucket has been linked to several star athletes and bragged about her nasty exploits. If we had to guess, we'd say her worthless box smells like an NBA locker room and Axe body spray. Oh.
Spell Shea. H A Y. S-H-A-Y?
What's
S H? Normally it's
S-H-E-A. Like
yeah,
Shea
like
Stadium.
The stadium.
Yeah. E-A, okay. Mm-hmm. I like to get a visual.
Oh, yeah, that definitely helps. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently she has banged her way through the NBA, and she has a dirty, filthy box.
Oh, it's just a giant butt.
Let me see. I didn't have that. They didn't have a picture.
God damn.
That's pretty much what I was expecting.
She's sexy, yo. I mean, I yeah, man, for sure. She's definitely sexy. No?
Probably swimming with shit.
With NBA talent, right? All right, so let's
go. And in some of these pictures, she's looking like a little haggard, a little rough.
Let me see that.
Yeah, all right. She's taking that big old NBA dick, bro. Like,
yeah, but you cover that up, and it's just like, at least she didn't go like whole Jeannie Linden Mueller.
Who?
The porn star?
Remember, yeah, the porn star that was on the Blink 182?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. She was married to Jesse James.
Yeah, now she's just like a freaking train wreck.
Well, she's got to be like 45.
So that makes her a train wreck?
Yeah, because she's been doing like drugs and getting dick for like a good 30 years.
Yeah,
man.
But what about fucking Shannon Tweed?
She's been banging Gene Simmons forever.
Yeah, since the 90s.
Yeah, so what? She's born.
You know, like, she was doing all the fucking porn right before that.
She was doing like softcore porn. She wasn't doing like
still counts.
No, it doesn't. Like that chick in the Blink 182 video was taking off a dick, like many, many dicks in her face, in her puss, in her butt, both hands full of dick. She was dicked up.
Silly with dick.
Silly with dick. All right, so you got a
song? I'm trying to find a list real quick.
Oh, a list? The starting lineup for the next.
It's every fucking basketball player, along with your assorted Kanye Wests, your Lil Wayne's.
Lil Wayne
getting around,
yeah,
man.
You hoe if you bang Lil Wayne.
Jeez.
He said, with the exception of Marilyn Monroe.
That's it. We gotta
he said every Hovember participant.
We got to do, yeah, we got to do next.
Lil Wayne.
We got 6 degrees of Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Lil Wayne's like Genghis Khan and this motherfucker.
Right? Yeah. God future damn. Generations will all be related to Lil Wayne.
All the kids running around, little gold teeth.
They'll.
Drinking scissor.
Yeah. It's like, they'll look like idiots.
Like respect. Little shriveled weirdo idiots.
Yeah, respect my daddy.
Yeah, what was it? He had that whole thing a couple years ago where he's like, it's my cup, don't mind. And it's like, bro, stop drinking Robitussin. He's like, he's getting all pissed off because people were generally concerned with him about the amount of Robitussin he was drinking. They're like, it's not good. You really shouldn't do that. It says on the bottle not to. And they're like, he's like, don't mind, it's in my cup. I'm doing a shitty impression of that,
yeah,
dude.
It doesn't matter.
But I don't know what he actually sounds like.
It's like a raspy, like little gremlin.
Gremlin.
So all right.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna go on a an excellent adventure here for the next few minutes with a little play with me by Extreme. So enjoy.
I'm
All right, we're back. But real quick, finish up the point you were making on the break.
All right, so
we're talking about the flat Earth and shit.
Yeah, I was
the Earth is flat.
I just heard of this thing called the Book of Enoch, right? Which is like
the forgotten book of the Bible.
Yeah, the omitted book of the Bible, because it talks about like angels fucking people and creating giants, like, you know, the really fucking nuts stuff. But like, I'm watching YouTube videos on it just to see what it was, because I didn't know what it was. I never heard of it before. And it was like, I you know, so I look at a YouTube video, and these people are like, yo, man, this is 100% real. And like, there was giants on the planet, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Which I know they've found giant skeletons and stuff like that. Like, they have found like bigger, like enormous skeletons. But like, it's just not the case, because it's like eight people from like when the dinosaur age, like the mammals from the dinosaur age, because like there was more oxygen in this earth, on Earth, the atmosphere was different. So like things like dinosaurs grew to that size because of our atmosphere.
Could grow that big.
Now, not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
I believe that's also the book that posits that Jesus is the brother of Satan.
It was getting really fucking crazy. But like the guy who was narrating, like, I watched three videos on it, and all three of them were all biased towards like religion being 100% real. And like, in this day and age where like we take science as fact, and like you should just have more faith. They were just like, what, the book of, I thought it was going to be way more interesting. Like,
no, it's basically the book of the Bible that was written, and even the guys who were like compiling it all were like, cut this.
Nah, man, yo, tell Enoch his shit's too crazy. We can't get followers.
But yeah, like, nobody's gonna buy the giants, man. I don't know what to do about this.
I was gonna say, don't you watch Lucifer at all?
Nope.
Oh, watch Lucifer, it's really good.
Dude, like, they're sitting there in their last little couple powwows, and Enoch's so mad. He's like, I thought we were all gonna add something to the book, you know. I had my chapter. It's like, we told you to...
Enoch, shut up. You're lucky your brother is Mark. Yeah. All right?
It's, bro, we told you, man. Let go of the giants, bro. You can't do it.
Essentially, he just wrote Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's like, but what about the wizards?
All right. Fuck you, Summer. And fuck the government. And fuck me for letting my guard down, which I will never do again.
Jeez, Rick. You can't say F you to your granddaughter.
I just did, Morty. Here's dessert. Fuck you.
Computer was like, fuck you too.
Shout out.
Shout out time.
Shout out. Shout out to Big Papa Podcast, Shane and Stan. I'm actually going to be on their show on Friday. First time in a while. You know, get the boys back.
They haven't put a new one out there in a few weeks.
Yeah, so, man. Stan, you know, he's doing his thing. He actually, he has a, Shane showed me a picture of Stan has this fully knitted, like a gimp dog outfit. Fart. I'll show you a picture of it real quick. So yeah, see.
My grandma made it for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a knitted dominatrix outfit.
It's a crocheted gimp suit.
A crocheted gimp suit. Yeah. So
grandma said it would keep me warm and snug.
Also,
fucked in my ass.
Shout out to Old Man Orange. We're trying to get Spencer and Ryan back on the show soon, and they. They sent you the files.
Yes,
for the,
we're gonna do a variant cover for their new comic.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I'm excited about that. Get my new laptop tomorrow. So.
Nice.
Cool. I'm excited to get a chance to read their read his comic and see what that's all about. Crazy J and the
Rockin'
Comedy Show. Thank you very much. Yeah, they got a brand new studio. He's uploading pictures of it. It's really nice. They're real professional. So cool. That's pretty cool.
Follow them on the Facebook.
Yep.
Bold and belligerent.
Second round on us.
Florida, New York.
Mm-hmm. Attention deficit order.
Attention deficit order. A lo-fi show.
Geek dig.
Clinton geek dig.
I spoke with Dan Hoffman of Comic Book Culture. He's working on setting up a new location. He's out of the Village Connection Radio. Mm-hmm. He's thinking about trying to do something at like Bethpage Public Library or some shit like that.
Cool, man.
So he's gonna keep me posted.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Shred Shack, Chris McDonald. Mac. He's gonna be back in town next week, so hopefully we'll link
Mac's
up.
Back in town.
Yeah, Big Mac is back.
Play the boys are back in town, bro. Like, that used to be like our little crew, man. Me, him, and Pete.
He was on here a few weeks ago. That was a good time.
Yeah, it was actually months ago. We saw Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's true. We saw Spider-Man
it was July.
That night.
Wow. Yeah.
Shit.
God, that feels
that was July 4th weekend.
God damn.
Yep. God damn. You don't have to play.
Nope.
God damn.
But who else?
I
think we're good.
Yeah, IRN.
Right? IRN, Internet Radio Network, and RadioVegas.rocks. Check us out there. Much love to Psycho Enhancer. Yeah. For
did we have a go? Did we have a go up in rankings in Radio Vegas?
They do it monthly.
Oh, monthly.
Yeah. Okay.
Like so, a period.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Monthly, yeah. And now he's doing all the shows, not by genre. Oh. So, I think we were still 17.
Nice. Still legal.
I'll take it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. We're trying to change things up, though. Maybe get up in that ranking a little bit, get some more listeners.
Yeah.
Do one thing.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys want to play games?
Yeah, I love
it. Yes, let's play games.
Let's play games. Mm-hmm. We'll start with a little game we premiered last week that seemed to go over well. Billy was really upsettingly good at this. So we're going to try it again. This is Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive, you're coming with me.
Mm-hmm. No theme song? That's fine. No. Don't look at me like that. I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, no.
Boned. You looked at me like, motherfucker, you threw me under the bus. No, I wasn't.
Let's see how this one
Search.
Sounds.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah, Swifty was the jam.
Here we go.
That works. Tone it down a little bit.
Double.
So, as always, I'm going to give you a person, a celebrity of some note, what they did when they were born. You can tell me if they were alive or dead. Bonus point if you know. If they are dead, when they died. Our first person of note, Stan Berenstain.
I don't know this person.
Oh, the Berenstain Bears guy?
Author of the Berenstain Bears.
Oh, my
he
God.
Was born in 1923.
Was that 23?
Yeah, 23. They had to use tickety because the Kaiser stole a word from 20.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, I'm going dead.
Yeah, man. They haven't made one of those Berenstain books in fucking since I was a child.
No, they can still make the books, but yeah, the original guy.
No, wait, man. Mr. Berenstain's dead. They can't make those books.
They still make Disney movies. Disney's been dead for freaking God knows how long.
Well, keep in mind, there were two of them. There was Stan and Jan. Maybe Jan's dead.
There you go.
They're both dead.
Yeah, but I think Stan went bye-bye.
You think Stan's gone?
They're dead, for sure.
You want to throw a year out?
1995.
In 95.
2015.
He is dead. So points there. Oddly enough, both of you were off by 10 years. He died in 2005.
Huh. There you go. Well, Price is Right rules. Brian won.
Our next person of note, Bob Geldof, a music producer. Best known, you probably know his collaborative, Do They Know It's Christmas?
You would be mistaken.
He was born in 1954.
The only song I like is Eric Idle's Fuck Christmas.
I like that one.
We will have to play that around Christmas
how's
time.
How's this song go?
Do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Christmas.
Yeah, he committed suicide on Christmas, I think.
Yeah, it's a real depressing song about like kids in Africa don't know it's Christmas.
I think he committed suicide on Christmas one year, so yeah, he's dead.
He's dead? Right, so death by Christmas?
What year did that song come out?
80-something.
He died in 1988.
I'll say Bob's still alive.
All right.
He's held up in a shack.
Billy's going alive. Brian is going. Brian's going dead 1988. Bob Geldof is amongst the living.
His career is dead. But
next up, we got Marilyn Chambers. Porn star. Best known for Behind the Green Door. Born 1954, another
54.
It was that era of the 70s.
She's for sure dead.
She was banging John Holmes.
She's the 100% Wonderland, bro. Yeah, she's dead.
But yeah, I think she died. She probably died of AIDS in like
1980?
In the 90s or something.
No, she's dead at 82.
82.
Yeah.
Nah, okay. I'll go. Oh, 96. Dead.
Dead 96.
Why would she die in 96? But she had AIDS.
Why not?
Well, she is in fact dead. Lived to 2009.
Ooh. Good for her.
All right.
Had a good run.
Eventually succumbed to the John Holmes cock. It was too nasty.
Next up, we have Curly Neal.
Oh,
Curly. One of the original Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, those are the Three Stooges.
Born 1941.
He's alive. Curly Neal, yay.
Curly Neal.
Dead. 2016.
Recent. You're going recent.
Yeah.
Okay. Curly's alive.
Oh.
Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Next up, we got actor Mark Harmon.
Oh, he's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best known for Chicago Hope, I believe.
Summer School, you mean?
Summer School, born 1951.
He's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
My little cousin's like obsessed with him. I was like, weird.
Why?
No, because I was like, oh shit, yeah, you watch Summer School too? He's like, no, I love NCIS. I'm like, ew, you fucking
Mark Harmon? They're obsessed with Mark Harmon?
Not all of them, just one homo one.
All right.
I don't really like my cousin.
Teach their own.
Next up, we have another actor. All My Children's Susan Lucci.
She's still alive. Yeah.
Born 1946.
She still looks good, too.
Wow. Does she?
Plastic. For, do that to you.
Oh, chill out. She's like got to be 70, and she's still looking pretty good.
What year is she born?
46.
46.
71 years old.
71,
man.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Susan Lucci?
At the 90s. The one that she won the award
for. That was like
20 years
ago. That wasn't 20 years ago.
It was like 5 years ago.
It was within the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, because that was like the biggest thing. Like, oh, is Susan Lucci going to finally win? Is Susan Lucci finally going to win?
She won not that long ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's alive.
Of course.
Points there. If I had known she was around that recently, I wouldn't have picked her. I was like, Susan Lucci. This is a name I haven't heard since the 90s.
I just know her. Like, that's why.
That would be like a big like thing if she died. People are like, oh, yeah, she did.
Next up, Hal Needham. Director, most famously, of Smokey and the Bandit.
Dead.
Born 1931.
Oh, he's for sure dead.
He died.
He died with Dom DeLuise, who's also in that movie.
He also directed Cannonball Run.
Mm-hmm. He was also in that movie, I think.
He was also in that movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was in the back of his Cannonball Run car. Mm-hmm.
Prickly son bitch.
Yeah, he's dead. Okay. 2008.
Oh, 08.
Mm-hmm.
08.
2012.
2012, dead.
Yeah. He was one of those real, like, you know, 2012, the apocalypse is
coming. Yeah.
Committed suicide.
He fucking chopped his dick off, drank the Kool-Aid, and he ascended.
Why do I gotta chop my dick off and then drink the Kool-Aid?
Hal Needham is dead. Billy was infuriatingly close. You said 2012. He died in 2013.
Once it was like Judgment Day with Sarah Connor. Once he saw it didn't happen, he's like, oh, I can die.
I'm sewing my dick back on.
I can die in peace.
I didn't drink all the Kool-Aid.
Next up, writer Tom Clancy.
He's alive.
Yeah. Best known for Hunt for Red October and all those video games.
Yeah, I was
for
to say,
for
hello.
A bunch of subpar video games.
Get off my plane.
Born 1947.
Yeah, he's alive.
TC's still alive.
TC's still alive. Both of you?
Yeah.
TC died.
Fuck you.
Really?
2013.
Oh, wow. How many stories did he write to keep coming out with his shit? Right?
Well, now he's a brand.
He's like Disney.
Now they just keep the name on things.
I gotcha.
Next up,
Tom Clancy's The Abortion Clinic.
We have a formerly well-known politician slash businessman born in 1930, Mr. Ross Perot.
He's alive.
Oh, yeah.
I looked this up this weekend.
Did you really? Motherfucker.
Now, see, listen, I'm not dead yet. I'm still alive.
Still kicking.
Because we were talking, and they were like, "Is that guy can't... We were talking about it at a restaurant with our friends. We were like, this guy can't be still alive. And I looked it up. I was like, this guy's still alive.
Dude, yeah, he had some serious steam going that year. Like, you know, people were like, oh, this dude could take it.
He was all close. Missed it by that much.
Yeah.
Now, look at here.
The best thing he had going for him was that Dana Carvey did it.
Oh, God, that was great.
That's like the most you heard.
All he did was help Bill Clinton become president. He just took all the Bush votes away.
Yeah, Carvey.
Another diddler.
Who, Bush?
Oh, Clinton.
Bush Sr. Oh, Clinton we knew.
Yeah, yeah.
Clinton we knew. Bush Sr., though. Who knew that?
But I did not have sexual relations.
You tell me that you didn't think the leader of the CIA was grabbing some titties?
But like kid titties.
Like, yeah, he's the leader of the CIA. He can do whatever he wants.
That's true. Now he's like this old guy in a wheelchair, and you're like, he did his thing. Just let him go. He's not long for this world.
Yeah, you should just go behind him and have the slapjack.
Why not?
Blow his head up like a pumpkin, probably. Do you think your skull gets really, really like breakable when you're?
I think no more breakable or less breakable, but it's definitely the meat around it squishy.
Yeah,
I think if you hit an old person in the back of the head, you'll punch through their head.
No,
like a paper lantern.
I used to be a lot stronger.
Yeah, a paper lantern, like a jack o' lantern. Like once you get through that rough exterior a little bit, you're just like.
I was thinking like one of those Japanese paper lanterns. It's just like.
It's not paper thin. No, but like
it takes a gentle breeze.
Yeah, you just get a little oomph, like a, you know, just get that initial blow, and then it says, poof. Yeah.
All right, next one. Mm-hmm. Two more. Latin Mambo King, Tito Puente.
Dead,
yeah. He died.
Born 23.
He was 2016, he died. He was very recent.
Yeah. 2015.
20. He died in 2000.
All right.
Oh.
I was just trying to go with the
I was trying to Price is Right him.
The way that was working. You know this isn't Price is Right.
I know, but I'm just
because his daughter does the weather for Fox 5.
All I know about Tito Puente is that
he's a samba king.
He was on The Simpsons.
He did that Mr. Burns as El Diablo.
Yeah, that was the Tito Puente I knew.
That was his moment.
For me.
I thought he was recent.
Wow. And our final one.
Fuck me.
Mr. John Oates.
Of Hall and Oates?
Hall and Oates. Dead. Born 1949.
You saying he's dead?
Yeah. Died of a brand overdose. Too much brand.
He didn't get enough sun because he was overshadowed.
I
want to
say he's
Hall.
Alive. I want to say Hall died.
Nah, he's on his like 20th liver.
So what are we locking? Locking
he's him. A rich girl.
He dead.
He dead? You want to hear?
Alive.
Oh, year? Nah. 2008.
It doesn't matter. He's alive.
All right. Fuck him then.
That's why I thought, man. Of course. Hall or Oates, whichever which one is alive is alive.
It was John Oates.
Yeah, dude. Oates.
You know.
Oates.
The one we all remember.
He was the mustache one or the other guy?
They're all the same to me.
Well, anyway, that's it for this round of Dead or Alive.
That's Dead or Alive. But I also brought the other game we started last week.
Mm-hmm.
Little Paint It Black Karaoke.
Karaoke.
Paint It Karaoke.
These are karaoke-specific songs. Went to a karaoke list mm-hmm. of some of the most sung. And I'm going to just read you lyrics around the first verse. And whoever just breaks into a karaoke jam first gets the point. Are you ready?
Yeah.
First song. Where it began. I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Computer knows it. Was in the spring. Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
Oh,
reaching out, touching me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Bah, bah, bah. Good times never felt so good, so good, so good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've
Billy came
inclined.
In a half second before mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
Ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit closer.
With one word. Damn. Keep going.
Turn around right now. Then I see the fucking look in your eyes.
There
turn
you go.
Around.
Song is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. Every night. The dog farted again. Mm-hmm. Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you.
Come through my window.
That is how I know you go on.
My heart will go on. Here, far, wherever you are. And I know that my heart will.
I'm the greatest singer in the world. Don't let go. I'll never let go.
Get off me, you fucking corpse.
There's not enough
you
room.
Ghoul.
Crack.
Yeah, didn't they've totally debunked that there was enough room on the door.
Finally.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're focusing on the important things.
Three Asian girls like no, he could fit.
After they got rid of the demon, they
no, like what they didn't show was the second Leo fell into the water, she was like drowned straight.
you ever see the meme of Leonardo DiCaprio standing it was beach summertime and he's just like Rose. Rose.
He's on the set of the beach.
Yeah. I figured he'd be like really pissed off. He'd be like, Rose? Like,
ahem. He's now the Frost Giants.
All right, we got two more.
Mm-hmm.
I could stay awake.
Just to hear you breathing. Far away and seeming. Yeah. In my life, in this sweet surrender.
I'm actually following along with the lyrics.
Yeah. I don't want to close my eyes.
Just do
the
chorus.
The moment I treasure. Yeah, whatever.
I don't want to close my eyes. Yeah. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby.
Billy clearly knew it.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
Because even when I dream.
All right, right.
Yeah.
That song sucks.
Ah, come
on. That's a great song, man.
Good song, bro. Yes, I actually like that song. I like that movie.
Yeah.
It's all
fucking
I actually said it like at the end of the movie, like, why couldn't it have been the fucking Russian? Why'd it have to be Bruce Willis?
No, that made the whole movie, man.
I know, but still, you know.
Was who was the Russian?
He was
Russian components.
Oh, guy on American components.
He was in Big Lebowski.
Yeah, Peter
he's actually John in a Michael Wick. Bay movie.
Yeah, John
Peter,
Wick.
Peter Stormare.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Made in Taiwan.
You ready for the final one?
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little tougher. There is a giveaway in here. Humidity's rising.
Oh.
Barometer's getting low.
Mm.
According to all sources, the street's the place to go.
So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I want to take
nope.
my clothes off.
Because tonight, for the first time, just about 10:30, for the first time in history, it's going to start raining.
Raining Man, hallelujah, it's Raining Man. Oh, baby.
It's a classic.
I'm on a go. Absolutely soaking wet.
That's it.
What? It's a classic.
Now, what we lose in the audio version of this game that people are listening to is the second I said raining, Brian perked up and was like,
I knew it.
Men!
I like men.
I was crossing my fingers it was going to eventually come out of your mouth, Pete. Jeez.
Ooh. That was one now. I'm like, thank God there's a giveaway to this. Otherwise, I'd just be reading these lyrics.
If you got to the chorus, obviously, we would have started singing.
I have not yet had to get to the chorus for the, especially today. Billy was nailing them in one word.
Yeah, yeah.
That was impressive.
Sorry.
Good shit, Billy.
Sometimes.
All right, so I brought one more game.
All right.
These are the great debates.
Oh.
Great debate.
These are a thing we used to do that we haven't done in a while.
Have a theme song. Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Play the 90210 theme.
Let's see.
Play It's Raining Man.
Let's take...
It's Raining Man. You remember Scary Movies like, yo... Put my mixtape.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, it's a classic. What are you talking about? Fuck you offline.
So anyway,
yeah,
I'll explain the rules in the meantime.
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
So I have a couple debatable topics here. I'm going to read the topic. You both, off the top of your head, are going to chime in. First thing that comes to your head that you are willing to debate. Then you each get 30 seconds to make your point as to why that is the answer. I'm going to rate these on how well you debate. First person to chime in gets to go second.
Okay.
So if you snooze, you lose, and you have to go right off the cuff.
I don't know why my phone's acting up right now.
I think we're good with the theme song.
Yeah, all right. We lost it.
I think we can move on.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Joe.
We'll start with a movie-based one.
Do it myself.
I'm looking for the best, in your opinion, science fiction.
Terminator 2.
Spaceship.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon ability.
Okay. Millennium Falcon the Starship Enterprise.
Starship Enterprise. So Brian. Brian, you answered second, so you got to go first.
All right. So that bitch is better because, I mean, that thing gets absolutely blasted at all times by a million different guns, and it doesn't matter. It never blows up or anything. Goes light speed.
Yes, it does.
It always gets blown up.
Yeah.
Does it?
And they just rebuild it.
It's been blown up 8 times.
Okay. Well, it's
oh,
that.
Oh. I'm going to pause the clock there. Save it for the rebuttal.
Sorry.
Okay, continue.
Yo, man, that shit's been flying around since the 60s, man. It's iconic with that little look to it. Hit the warp speed or lasers. I don't know, man. That show has a ton of red-shirted motherfuckers ready to die coming out of it.
Time.
Yeah.
Bill, you ready with Millennium Falcon?
Yes.
Begin.
Four words. Kessel Run. 12 parsecs. Done.
You calling it there?
Yep.
I mean, I give it to Billy, bro.
How do you argue with that? Made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
Of course, you got to choose. I chose Star Trek, man. I lost mine, so I chose Star Trek.
I was thinking of like other, there's plenty of ships once you actually really get down to it. I would have accepted Planet Express ship. Would have expected Doctor Who's TARDIS.
I fucking don't know. First of all, Bill and Ted did it better.
I would have accepted Bill and Ted's phone booth.
Mm-hmm. That's not a starship, though.
Well, actually, I do have Cole's time machine as one of them. I think I'm getting confused.
Yeah.
But we're going to go on. This one's a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
Best state in the United States that's not your own.
Delaware.
Florida.
All right, Bill, you answered second, so you go first. You ready?
All right.
begin.
All right. Without Florida, Pete wouldn't have any news stories to read. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't have been able to go get engaged. We wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have all these cool theme parks and natural disasters. We, you know, old New Yorkers wouldn't have a place to go live, you know, so you wouldn't be able to go visit grandma and grandpa.
And die.
Yeah. We wouldn't have a good cheap car insurance. And that's really all I can think about.
Well, good, because you're out of time. Mm-hmm. Delaware.
Yeah, man.
Begin.
There's no taxes there, so you could buy things cheaper. There's a lot of nice little beaches there. No one knows about it, so you could just kind of like be like, it's like the Wild West. You just go there and be a new person. Like the people, it's like being in the old-timey world. People churn butter and shit. Like fucking there's automobiles that are just been invented. Yeah, man. The Wright brother planes are flying around. There's saltwater taffy. The pill cars came out of there.
Time. All right. The pill cars came out of there.
They're our friends.
Our friends were born there.
Yeah.
Brian got a lot of valid points. Most of them are attributed to other states. So I will have to go with Billy because he did make the valid point. Yes, all our news stories are from there. I would be lost without Florida.
Had to kiss ass to the judge a little, you know.
Let's do a coolest time machine. Mm-hmm. That's your topic.
Okay, that's the topic. All right.
The DeLorean.
DeLorean to Billy.
The coolest time machine. I guess the phone booth. Like that
could
would
be a phone booth. It could be a hot tub.
I'll go to the phone booth.
Okay.
Phone booth.
Well, phone booth to you. Mm-hmm. Begin.
I mean, it's fucking phone booth. I think that's actually no longer exists in the future is the actual time machine. Isn't that ironic? it also has numbers for apparently infinite, you know, places and times. But you just look at your number up in the phone book, and it's such an outdated way to like go to the back to the past. Bill and Ted was able to fit multiple people in that bitch. They were shooting through lines of time, so you could like get lost in the line of time.
Well done. Well done. A valid point. How is a phone booth from the future a time machine when there are no phone booths?
It is, they got it from a museum.
That was short-sighted. Billy? Right. DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Begin.
All right. It was a kick-ass car in the 80s. It was a plane. It was a train. It was an automobile. You know, it ran on pure garbage. And, you know, Doc Emmett Brown, you know, Christopher Lloyd himself is the man who invented it. It was driven by the king of all shakes, Michael J. Fox. It was a badass car. You see that on the road today, and you're just like, oh, shit, it's a fucking DeLorean. You want to get that bitch up to 88 to see if you'll go back in time.
Time. No pun intended.
You ever see the American Dad where him and
Steve. The door. Yeah.
They're trying to finish the DeLorean.
Yeah,
and like
looking for the
Stan
door.
Stan Keats making the references to the movie, but he's never seen it. He's like, you got to get this thing up to 88 miles an hour. He's like, you have seen it. He's like, no, it's a DeLorean. It's the fastest it can go.
Whereas, Bill, you did make a very valid point that it is a plane, a train, and at one point in the third movie.
Yeah,
technology went into the train.
Yeah,
but it was a plane, train, and an automobile.
I actually never got that. It was different technology because he took that whole thing back to the future with him, right? Back to the present.
He retrofitted all the time travel shit mm-hmm. onto the train.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, because Marty McFly left, and remember he fucking
did he leave the
DeLorean was boosted by the train. The train got it up to 88 miles an hour by throwing those bombs in the fucking.
So he used completely different time travel technology.
Yeah, man, it was wind or something. Right? He had like the wind things that going on, and he was flying. The fucking train was flying. Somehow he made it.
The science is dubious.
The Amish were pushing.
Look,
it.
Look, it's either use fucking uranium or garbage.
The DeLorean itself, if you remember, he went back into the present. And then he landed on a train track. Oh, he was on the train tracks because he was on a train, right? And then he had to run off the bridge, and the DeLorean got smashed by a train. The ending of the series, basically, because the time machine was destroyed.
Right. I got to watch it again.
But it didn't really end
the series. But I remember he comes back on a train.
He does. Yeah. He made another time machine back in the past somehow. And it flew. The fucking train flew. Yeah. It was a better time machine.
It was kind of like that Transformer that the Decepticon that takes off after Megatron's like dying and they're floating
Star
in space.
Starscream.
Another thing.
No, it wasn't Starscream though. It was like asteroid or Astro Train.
Another thing that didn't make sense.
I think that was it.
The science was. He needed the plot of the first one is he gets shot by the fucking Pakistani people, the Arab people,
Libyans,
whatever. because he wanted plutonium from the game, plutonium he didn't pay, and then they shot him, right?
Yep.
Where the fuck did he get plutonium for in the 1800s?
Well, by the second movie, he had figured out that if you throw garbage in there, it works.
He didn't have like that technology in the past, though. He didn't have that.
How do you know? He knew how to do it.
Whatever. It's dubious at best.
He threw garbage in. The point is, you get the point.
Yeah.
But anyway,
phone booth was a good one.
It was Astro Train.
Astro
Train was the Decepticon.
All right, we're gonna do one more. Mm-hmm. This one I kind of specifically brought for Brian because I know he has a fondness for this topic. Who is the greatest gorilla?
Oh. Harambe. Megilla.
Dicks out. Kong, man.
Kong versus Harambe. Mm-hmm. You said Kong second, so you go first, Billy. You ready?
Yeah.
Begin.
Kong got all the bitches, man. Like, you know, he didn't care about dicks out or anything like that. He just he saw a pretty lady. He grabbed that pretty lady. He scaled to the top of the Empire State Building. You people flying planes out. He's like, fuck your plane. I got the bitch. You know, he was fucking Kong. You know, that was it. That's all I got. All
right. Calling it there. I like that. Do you see the Skull Island?
No.
Not yet.
Not bad.
That's what I heard.
It's stupid. Good. But it's fun, stupid. It's like if you want to watch Kong fight a big squid, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Harambe to Brian.
All right, Harambe's like the John Lennon of gorillas, bro. Like he got shot up for, you know, for peace, bro. The dude is in a million funny memes. He's on a million t-shirts. The whole dicks out for Harambe, and the name itself, Harambe, is hilarious to me. He got ended in front of hundreds of people in real life, but it's like they took out a gun and just blew this fucking monkey away, man. That had to be so shocking. Kids were ruined for life seeing
time.
Ape.
I was hoping you would spend a little more time explaining why Harambe is as funny to you as it is.
It's just fun. Look, here's the deal. All right, so you're at the zoo. Kid falls in. You're like, oh, my God. And then, like, people with guns come out of, like, a SWAT team comes out of nowhere, right?
Just waste the gorilla.
And just fucking shoots him up. You got to be like, whoa! You know, it's like it's the most amazing trip to the zoo of all time. Like, kids are crying. Adults are, like, catching it on their phone. They're like, oh, my God, did you see that fucking gorilla get shot?
Fake news.
No, it was real, Trump. It happened.
That shit happened.
And it's then, all like, fake news.
People were like, this dumb people let their kid get shot, let their kid fall in there to put that poor gorilla get shot. Like, people were like so into like this dumb animal. Like I can't believe it's such a travesty. And then it's like, then the internet got hands on it. And like, you know, and then there's just amazing pictures of Harambe with angel wings. Like, you know, it's just like, there's so many funny memes.
All right. I got to dole out a point. Like, you definitely got the Harambe point.
Yeah.
We should do one more then, just because it's tied with that.
No, game. No, because right. we got a winner of today's game.
All right, Billy. I'm assuming because he killed it on the games. I thought
Billy ekes it out by a point.
Tables
turn today. Well done, sir.
It happens sometimes.
You get 20 seconds at the end to say whatever you want.
My God.
But we are gonna let you plug your shit. You got shit to plug?
Okay, we got WinterCon coming up Friday, December 1st, then 2nd and 3rd at the Aqueduct Raceway Casino over there in Ozone Park, New York.
Cool.
Gonna be good times, obviously.
Who are you going as?
I'll probably be dressed regular and then change into Green Arrow. I don't know quite what I'm doing there yet, but normally I just dress up and just walk around and hang out. I really don't do too much there.
I'm gonna go as Harambe.
That'd be great.
You should go as Angel Harambe.
Yeah, man.
Actually, my brother-in-law has an ape costume. He was an ape one year. He wasn't Harambe. He was just dressed like an ape.
Then he was wasting his time.
Yeah, that's the only ape I want to dress up.
Yeah,
put myself up a bullhole and angel wings.
Just walk around. Just walk around with a dildo in your hand.
That's a sex offender thing, bro. Like,
that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
but yeah, no, that's. That's really all I got. Yeah, it's going on. You know, 3 weeks, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanksgiving's next week, so that's good.
Every Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, I guess we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah. We're getting to
I was about to go like, hey, guys, scheduling. What's going on next week?
No, we'll figure that out.
We'll do a Thanksgiving special.
As for us, though.
Send nudes.
Send nudes.
Mm-hmm.
Nude pictures.
Nude pics.
Of your butts.
Mm-hmm. If you're of age. Of, can't stress
of your, yeah. Otherwise, don't do it.
We're not Takais or Spaceys here.
There are no Spaceys in this room.
Nope.
We do not want your butts.
Mm-hmm.
And follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Emails at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. And keep listening and tell a friend and all that fun stuff that podcasts like you did.
Mm-hmm. Word.
And yeah, well, I'm going to start posting some shit once we start doing like Old Man Orange's comic cover and everything.
I want to get that Instagram page going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All things happening. They're all going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully before the new year.
Yeah, well, we'll get
I'm going to have a very out of commission girlfriend for a week and a brand new computer. I'm looking to get shit done.
Well, sounds gonna, like you're about to watch an epic amount of porn.
She's not going to be doing much with the mouth, so.
Or just going to be stuck in my house watching epic amounts of Fixer Upper because that's what she likes to watch.
She's getting her fucking wisdom teeth pulled on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's going to suck because we're going out for. We're doing the Can You Escape for Daniel's birthday.
Oh, fuck, that's this week.
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it.
Uh-oh. She already paid for those tickets, too.
Well, we'll cover that because this is an emergency that has to happen ASAP.
Damn. God damn.
Do you and Joe want to do a Can You Escape?
Our parents are coming in, I think. If they don't come in, then yes. But let me ask her tonight.
All right.
Otherwise, I'll still go. You want to go?
What?
You'll be my date.
I'm down with that actually. Oh, our parents just came in. I'm gonna see him again next week.
Yeah, that might work.
All
right,
I'll ditch the sickie.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be the good dude. I was like,
I might be. I'll probably be the good dude. Who am I gonna
kill? Oh, figure it out. Let us know.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all off air talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Billy, you ready? You get 20 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
Say whatever you want. All right. Your thing. Hit it.
All right, so we're working on a lot of cool stuff here on the show, a lot of stuff we've been talking about off air. Got a lot of great things coming your way. If there's something you'd like us to talk about, hit us up on all our social media platforms, MySpace, Friendster, AIM, all that good shit, and let us know, and we'll give you a special shout-out. Until then, keep it sleazy, and let's paint it black.
Well done. Close the door behind you.
I'll run by forever.
Fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All